pinnacle of a school. So it became very tiring. And at the same time, I started realizing, oh God, I just sort of feel this nagging energy in me that I want to do something creative or write music or sing or whatever. So anyway, long story short, I quit that job and I told my parents that I've decided to take this brave step of doing music. And I didn't even know what doing music meant. But I joined a music production school and I decided to go the route of learning production because I didn't play an instrument as a child growing up. My instrument was my voice. And so I thought, okay, let me start voice classes and let me take vocal classes. And at the same time, let me also learn the ins and outs of production and composing. So that's the route I took. And I did that for a year and a half, which was a good experience. But I feel like I've learned a lot more about production just by actually sitting and doing it on my own, more so than the school that I joined. And at the same time, in about 6 years ago, is when I did my first professional music performance as a singer. So I did a cover show at a very renowned destination club in New Delhi called the Piano Man Safdarjung Enclave Branch. And I performed a duo set. And I remember that about 90 people showed up for this show because all my friends and family were super, super supportive when I made this shift. And it was a magical show, honestly. I mean, I will still remember it as my first ever show. And of course, there was a lot of nervousness. And again, it's taken now when I look back at, you know, where I started from. Now you can put me on stage and there needs to be nobody in the audience. I don't care if there's one person there or if there's 500 people there. I don't get nervous and I don't feel scared or form of nervousness, you know, if I'm performing for a larger crowd of people. But I usually have learned to kind of go inwards when I'm performing and perform for myself. And I have realized over the process that I love performing. And even if I'm performing, as I said, for one person or no people, it's sort of like a time where I can test out my voice. I can practice some improvisational runs. So to answer your question about the music profession, I do it professionally. I am basically a full-time gigging musician. I perform regularly at clubs, restaurants, private parties, weddings. I have different band projects. So I also, as I said, I write and compose my own music. And I have performed that music in sort of intimate, tiny desk concert type spaces with a band. So there's that band of mine, which I call Anisha Live. Then there's another band, which is specifically only for weddings. And that's a 5-piece band. And we perform commercial cover music. And then I also have a third band that I joined only recently in the beginning of this year, which is a reggae ska band. And that's an 8-piece project where they offered me the role of vocalist. And we are in the process of writing original music. And we perform reggae ska-based music. And at the same time, I'm also writing an album, which I have zoned into wholeheartedly with different collaborative producers and also just through my own compositional and production skills. There were many goof-ups, probably mostly by me, even by the pianist that was accompanying me. I think he messed up one or two songs. But honestly, in the grand scheme of things, that performance to me will always sort of be a very warm, embracing performance where I just felt like, wow, so many people showed up here for me because they actually believe in this crazy decision that I've made. And I mean, my family were there and my brother at the end of the show told me that you sounded amazing. So, of course, my family is my biggest critic. So they usually give it to me straight. And of course, my dad's feedback was, you close your eyes too much from that first performance of engaging the audience more, not closing my eyes, not making a face, because I'm a very honest and authentic person. So, and I have really no filter. So if there were some boo-boos that were made, either lyrically or musically, you could just see it on my face because I would make a weird expression. So even if nobody else noticed it, I would make them notice it. So I've learned many lessons that, you know, fumbles will keep happening. Every show, there's somebody or the other. I mean, when you perform with 5 other musicians on stage, There's always going to be some particular song or some particular part where somebody misses a transition or somebody messes up a chord. But I've realized that really in the grand scheme of things, the audience doesn't care about that. The audience cares about your vibe, your energy, and the way that you engage them. And I think that has been a skill that I've picked up over time and really honed that, yes, I am. And I think it's, I'm very grateful that God made me this way, because again, I'm quite spiritual in my understanding of all of it, like of this God-given talent of voice that I was given, the fact that I'm trying to be this professional musician, the whole jing-bang lot. I'm like, okay, I've been sent here to be this person. I'm trying to do this. And my job is to entertain you, who's the audience. So whether there's a mess, and I feel like there's beauty in the imperfectionism now. I think 5 years ago, I didn't believe that. I was so worried about being pitch perfect. I was so worried about not messing up. And still, there's definitely, I hold myself to a very, very high standard, sometimes a bit too high. And I can be very unforgiving when there are mistakes. I have still, even till today, I've had gigs where, like you asked, the sound has gone bad. Or some glitch has happened where the musicians just aren't vibing with each other because either the sound is bad or the sound engineer is constantly messing something up or one of the musicians is. And it affects me. It really does affect me, because if there's a bad show, I think as also the front man of the band, unfortunately, as a vocalist, you take a lot of the heat of those mistakes. So it still affects me. I've still gone to bathrooms after shows and cried because I get overwhelmed. That's telling of me as a person though. But I think overall, my shows and the musicians around me and the people I'm surrounding myself with has improved a lot. And I've also found the right people to work with who show up, who are not lazy, who practice before they come for rehearsal. And these are things that I hold now very closely to the standard of work that I want to with the kind of people I'm working with. So if they do their part, then whatever those little boo-boos are, they don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. And that is evident by the feedback that we receive and the fact that thankfully and through God's grace, we are being booked again and again. So sure. So this new band that I've joined,